Blog Talk Radio.
I think one of the most embarrassing things that is put upon the of a job coach. I mean, to me, it's so ridiculous, you know. A coach, somebody, you know, you hear about baseball coaches, football, you know. But the rehab people, vocational rehab, put this
Well, Frank, you're not on the air. Hello? Frank, you're not broadcasting if you hear me. Hello?
Yeah.
You weren't broadcasting. The line went dead.
Are we on now?
I don't know. The line went dead. I tried saying hello three times to you, and you didn't answer me. I flashed my phone, and I got you back.
I heard you, but you didn't hear me.
So there was no one on the line.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully we're on the air.
It appears we are, but...
Yeah. This business of... giving someone a job coach. Now, first of all, first thing that comes to my mind is it's a waste of time. It's only a way to for the rehab people to put in for more money, you know, to use us to get more money. And the other thing is, you know, the title of the show is supposed to be, don't give me a job, coach, give me a job, you know.
Suzanne
now,
told me that, but I never heard of a job coach anywhere, so I don't know what
even
is.
They have me. It's part of the rehab. I know several people.
It wouldn't fit in the title area anyway, but I told her I wasn't putting it up because it didn't make any sense.
Yeah, well. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. But, you know, they'll give you this stupid, ridiculous thing. And maybe some people like it. I'm not going to, you know, if they like it or they feel they need it, fine, you know. I don't know if it's, in some cases, mandatory, or, you know, if you don't accept this coaching idea, that they'll cut you off from the services. Of course, you can always ask for a hearing. But the thing is that bothers me is you have this job coach, and you're only, when you're disabled, and you're on SSI and all that, you're only allowed to make a certain amount of money.
Now, Frank, there are two different things with Social Security, SSI and SSD.
Yeah.
SSI is Supplemental Security Income. That's the low one. That's where you get, like, bare minimum of anything. Social Security Disability is where you get the larger sum, but you're still only allowed to earn a certain amount of money before they take it out.
Yeah, you're still limited. You know?
Until you're a senior. Hello? Hello? Frank, you're off the air. Hello, Frank? Our host is off the line for some reason. I don't know why, but this is the second time.
I'm going to redial in.
Yeah, well, that was the second time you just went totally dead.
Yeah, the blog seems to be playing games with us tonight.
I don't know, but twice your line just dropped off completely. You were still showing you were on, but your audio dropped off. And now we have Anthony, of course, in the queue. He wants to talk, but I don't.
Hopefully.
He just came in, so I don't even know if he heard anything.
Yeah, hopefully we're on the air. We're talking about job coaches, which is part of the so-called rehabilitation system, you know, vocational and all that stuff. And my big gripe with it is, why don't they, you know, if they're going to give somebody a job coach and help them get a job, why don't they lobby for enabling the person to keep their disability no matter what they earn? The person is still disabled, you see.
Mm-hmm.
They never take it to the next step. They always, the system for the disabled always does things
right
in a half-assed way.
Because the community that tries to get people jobs for the disabled gets them like these low-end jobs where you're only allowed, where you, you know, minimum wage. And in fact, some minimum wage jobs now, because the minimum wage was raised in certain areas, if you work a 9 to 5, 5 days a week, that's too much to on your disability benefits. You'll lose some of your money.
Gonna,
you know, because it
money
hasn't changed in so long. That, you know, even if you work what's considered minimum wage now, you lose your disability benefits. I mean, we've talked about this multiple times. I do little things like what I do now because I don't want to lose my benefits. I've had people tell me I could work for companies that pay $15, $20 an hour, you know, with no problem. But, you know, if I were to do, even the places that I volunteered for, you know, I was doing volunteer work.
Hey,
they
lose your money.
Yeah, but they wanted to pay me $15 an hour to work. They wanted me to quit my job, and they wanted to pay me to work for them.
Yeah.
But I couldn't do it because I lose my damn benefits.
You see, the agencies do things for their benefit, not for our benefit. That's what's wrong with the system, you know. So if you work a job and you can make some good money, you know, you're still disabled. You still should have the right to keep that disability, you know, for all the all the things that haven't been done for the disabled and that we don't have, you know. It's crazy.
Well,
it's unbelievable.
Funny thing is, the government wants you to work so you don't have to depend on them. But then Social Security says if you work too much, they take your benefits or what?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't get a job at McDonald's full time just cleaning up, as a janitor cleaning up without losing
your one of the guys that I know who has a job coach, a friend of ours, he just got a second job. He's got two jobs now. And I told him, I said, you better check this out, you know, and make sure you don't lose your disability. You know, this guy, he's developmental disabled, and he sort of goes along with the program. He lives in a controlled housing situation, you know. And
that takes all your money.
They take advantage of people. Now, I'll give you another example. These programs, so-called, they don't help people. I had to move. It's under investigation. I spoke to Human Rights the other day. The feds are investigating. They're interviewing witnesses. They're going all out. You know, good. If I win,
get a settlement of a couple of million.
If I win, she'll have to pay my rent for a year.
Oh, whoopee!
And get a monetary settlement. Well, you know, Human Rights doesn't. They don't look at this thing in the way you know. I mean, if they find probable cause, and I get a private lawyer, I could get a lot more.
Yeah, but you have to
with
pay
Human
a
Rights,
lawyer.
You don't get that much.
Yeah, but you'd have to pay a private lawyer, and then
well, they get paid out of what I get.
Now, private lawyer, you'd have to pay, and then if you get something out of it, you'll be lucky.
Yeah, well, so we'll have to see how it shapes up. But the reason I'm telling this story is because I went from paying $336 in my old place to $660. Mm-hmm. Second Aid didn't help me. They made it worse for me. What the hell kind of a... They doubled my rent. How the hell is that program... help you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but the thing is, if she pays you 1 year's rent, is she going to pay you the 1 year's rent that she for the full amount, or is she going to only pay you the full year's rent of what would not be covered under Section 8?
Well, what the rent is here, what my portion of the rent is currently.
She should be responsible for covering the full rent for making you move, not just what you pay.
Section 8 pays the other part, so I don't care.
I know, but because of what you had to go through to move and because you're paying almost double anyway, she should be responsible for paying a year of your full rent.
I don't
want to
lose my get into a situation where I'm going to lose my Section 8.
See, that's another thing.
Stupid too. Yeah. Yeah. You see how these
things
work.
If you win your settlement, you lose everything.
The whole thing is so ridiculous. The same idea with a job coach. Anyway, InnerSight 213-816-1650. If you have a job. Oh man, what's going on with this show? I just got a 90-second alert.
Huh?
Yeah.
I put it in for an hour.
There's something not right.
The thing's showing 15 minutes. Let me see if I could fix this.
Something not right. I got a 60-second alert now.
I can't see how to change it.
No. Abbreviated show, folks.
No, well, if you want, I could try to put it right back in again. You know, if you want to come back on, but I can't see how to fix it.
It'll run over then, won't it?
Huh?
Then it'll run over. We already did 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, so I'll put in a show for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
I can go in and try to do that.
10 seconds. Goodbye, world, in a sight.
Yeah, try to dial in a minute or two. I'm going to try to put it in for another 45 minutes.
Apologize, folks.
I definitely put it to 60 minutes.